Republic, free Americans, we resent these things. But I got one stat that I'm going to give you 3 years ago. I'm talking to a shrink right now. But what I found out 3 years ago, you know the fake stream they like. They say there's 360. They're not counting all the illegal. They're not migrants. They're illegal aliens. We got about 370 million people. Okay, one out of two of those people should be talking to somebody. So 50% should be having at least 1 hour session a week with a mental health professional. Now, here's the stat that I just got about 3 months ago that shook me up. And I know you saw the movie with Alfred Hitchcock. Here's the stat, and it was a great movie, by the way. One of the best horror psychological thrillers. I don't have to get into it. Here's the stat that I got 3 months ago that really shook me up. 5%, whether it's doctor, lawyer, judge, cop, CEO, doesn't matter. 5%. To your listeners, that's 5 out of 100 are psychopaths.
Wow.
You have a good weekend, buddy.
That's something to sleep on. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. I don't know that that's true. I don't know the sourcing on that, so I'll take that with a grain of salt. I do know there is a lot of mental health illness in our society, and anymore people are acting out on it, and they're going postal. There are people I have worked with in this industry that I would swear up and down that they have some sort of mental deficiency, and that they're in serious jeopardy. And there are even people I have worked with that I questioned my personal safety. Nobody currently, yet, but I'll just say that in every industry, there are people who are struggling. They're struggling with life. And I get that. We all have struggles in life. You know, anymore, I hear from people who have mental health problems, but it's not directly related to their own life. It's the life of their daughter or their son or their husband or their boss. I know people that get prescriptions from the doctor for medication to help them cope. More and more of that is happening. And I'll just tell you, the idea of my boss knowing more about me than I want them to know is a little scary. I'm not sure that I want my boss to know that I'm struggling today. You can say, well, he's just internalizing. But the fact is that is something to consider. Still to come in the program, we're going to change gears. Ron Futrell will join us at 105, and we'll have some fun with him. He was always good. He is always, always good. And he's just back from Los Angeles, where he covered the Raiders and the Chargers last week. And now it's on to the Arizona Cardinals on Sunday at Allegiant Stadium. So they'll try and bounce back. Raiders will try and bounce back. We'll talk about that. The Aces will be trying to bounce back as well. We'll talk about their loss last night. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up. Still to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
I'll tell you what, when you take away a couple of lanes on an interstate highway, you definitely see a lot more vehicles bunched together, and that's what we're seeing on Interstate 15 southbound. You're pretty much bumper to bumper beginning around Spring Mountain up past Tropicana on Interstate 15 southbound. Looks like you're averaging about 35 miles per hour through that corridor. Look for a road closure. That's on Charleston Boulevard, both directions between Pecos and Sand Hill. We'll keep our eye on that as the afternoon progresses. And watch for a disabled semi there on the right shoulder. That's US 95 southbound at Casino Center.
Famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. The Connecticut Sun stayed alive with a 105-76 win in Game 3 of the WNBA Finals last night. Vegas still with a 2-1 series lead. Game 4 in the best of 5 this Sunday in Connecticut. 2-1 Nevada football on the road tomorrow night visiting the 1-1 Iowa Hawkeyes. Wolfpack were upset a week ago, 55-41 at home against Incarnate Word. UNLV football home tomorrow afternoon. The 1-1 Rebels hosting 2-1 North Texas. The Chargers blew a 10-point halftime lead and fell 27-24 to the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday night. Justin Herbert with 334 passing yards and 3 touchdowns, but he also tossed an interception, which turned out to be the deciding factor in the game. This Sunday afternoon, the Raiders at home against the Cardinals. Both teams coming off opening week losses. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. Ends 10-1. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $700 on average, and those savings add up. Imagine what you could buy in the future.
Hey, remember how 20 years ago I switched to Progressive? Well, now it's the future, and I used all those savings to buy this new hologram phone. Because, you know, it's the future, and everything is holograms now.
So switch to Progressive and save big, because those savings can add up in the future. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive in 2020. Potential savings will vary.
I'm Stavros Anthony, Republican candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote this November. After spending nearly 30 years as a Metro Police Captain, I decided that the radical left had too much power in Southern Nevada. In fact, the entire Las Vegas City Council was made up of Democrats. And though I was a Republican, I ran anyway, and I won, becoming the only Republican at the time to serve on our City Council. Through the years, as both a regent for our system of higher education and as a member of the City Council, I fought to streamline spending, invest in our public safety, improve our infrastructure, and balance our budgets. Today, the Democrats have the same stranglehold on Carson City as they once did on the City Council, and it's time once again for a change. As our next Nevada Lieutenant Governor, I will fight for safe streets, low taxes, new job opportunities, and a balanced state budget. Learn more and get involved at StavrosForNevada.com. I'm Stavros Anthony, candidate for Lieutenant Governor, and I hope to earn your vote. This ad was paid for by Stavros for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I always love it when we get to visit with Tommy White. Tommy White is one of the nicest people I know of, and really a good guy. He is the business manager of Laborers Union Local 872, and he joins us. Tommy, how you doing?
Pretty good, Kevin. How are you?
I tell you, the weather is broken. No more of the 105-degree temperatures, and I'm sure your members are happy about that.
Yeah, this when it's like this, this is like the best temperature to work. It's cool morning. It's a little hot going into the afternoon, and then it cools down again.
I got to ask you about the Raiders. I was just about certain that they were going to be able to win and get on the board. Now the question is how do they bounce back? What did you think of their first game?
Kevin. You know, you don't have to be a fan of a team and like every single player, right? I've never really been a big Derek Carr fan. He's four different coaches now, and you know, he all does is he focuses on one player, and if he can't make that play with that one player, you know, then he fails to throw the ball. And we'll see if he comes out this Saturday, this Sunday, any different than he has been in the past, maybe we might win a game. But I just don't see it happening. So I think the Raiders would do much better with a different quarterback. Not even saying a better, a different quarterback.
Let me just ask you, and I don't know that much about the Arizona Cardinals, but they're looking for a win. They lost their opener, and the Raiders lost their opener. Do you worry that if you get on like a two-game losing streak, that all of a sudden you may lose all that momentum that they had during the preseason? I thought they looked great during the preseason.
Well, you got to remember, in the preseason, they use some of the newer players. They don't use the players that they play throughout the season. And, you know, the newer players, they come out, they want to play aggressive, they want to show themselves, they want to play smart, and they don't give the time that the starting team enough time during preseason. So whether they, if they change up their preseason game and they start mixing in some of their you know, they're good players, you know, might see something different. Is it really going to try their hardest to win this game on Sunday? They don't want to go into the season with two losing games underneath their belt. But then no team does. So I expect the Cardinals to come back just as hard.
I must ask you about business and the business of politics. 53 days until Election Day. We have early voting on October 22nd. What is your admonition to your members? Do you try and recommend to your members that they vote a certain way, or do you accept that you're going to have people that are going to be voting on the right, on the left, and probably in the middle?
Listen, I always, Kevin, you know, voting is our privilege, right? And you know, we try to tell our members who we feel is going to be the best candidate for our union. They're running a team right now, and you know, I'll give you an example. I'm a supporter of Joe Lombardo. I'm not a supporter of Stavros Anthopoulos. And I, you know, just listening before I came on, I heard his commercial. I think he's full of BS. But then again, usually what's going to happen, you know, you're going to get Joe Lombardo wins. You're going to wind up with Stavros Anthony. Let's see if Joe Lombardo could show him how to attend meetings and not get up and walk out when there's critical votes like he's done on the city council for years.
Do you worry? We were told a couple of 3 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago, that maybe this big red wave thing was not going to happen. Do you think there will be a big red wave and that we will turn our state back into a red state again?
You know, I think they're really trying on that. I mean, the Democrats are spending millions and tens of millions of dollars on commercials. You know, I think if, you know, I have, and you notice, Kevin, I always speak the way I feel and I speak my own mind. I think politics should stay out of religion. Politics should stay out of women's health. Politics should just learn how to run our country and do what's best for this country. Not every other country that's out there. Do this country first. And religion and what a woman wants to do with her body is just the way, you know, I think politicians need to stay out of that. If they want to win races, they'll be smart and stay out of it.
When you talk with your members, what are the issues that matter to them?
The issues with my members, the main issues with my members are really work. We like keeping our taxes down. We don't like paying a bunch of tax money to the government for whatever it is. You know, I hear different reasons why my members don't like paying taxes. We don't have problems paying taxes to fix our roads. We don't have problems to help out some community groups, but we have problems paying taxes to people that don't want to work. We have a big problem with that. So we don't believe our tax money should go to that. We believe that if you could work and you're eligible to work, then you need to go get a job. We don't believe that people should just be on welfare or food stamps or anything like that. You know, I have, believe it or not, I have a lot of my members, they make really good money during the day working construction, but a lot of them, like, they take second jobs. They like working on the weekends. They'll take a job on the weekends. You know, they like working, some guys like working part-time at night. I mean, I found out over the past couple of weeks, you know, I have a lot of my members, they took jobs at the stadium doing cleanup. You know, and hey, more power to them. If a man or a woman wants to go out and they want to better off their family, or buy a house or buy a car that they can't afford on one job, they're going to work a second job, more power to them. They deserve it. They deserve to have whatever they want in this country then.
Is the extra job any way related to Biden inflation? Their dollars just aren't going as far as they used to? Again, joining us, Tommy White.
Yeah, they're doing traffic control. They're doing that just to be around the stadium, just to be around the fans.
Wow. Tommy White joining us, business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Have you announced any sort of a slate that you folks are endorsing, your union is endorsing?
You know, Kevin, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we started putting together our endorsement list. And then it's just like any other year in politics. The politicians tell you what they want to hear to get your money, and then once they get your money, they want to go and do something else, or they're going to go against something that has to do with building, or they're going to go, you know, that's all we want to do. We want to go to work and we want to build. If a politician takes a campaign contribution from us and then changes their agenda, we're going to back off, we're going to pull our endorsement, and we're going to do everything we can to help them lose.
So do you have a list right now of approved candidates or endorsed candidates?
We're not going to put that list together until early voting, until the week of early voting.
Okay, fair enough.
We wait right till the end.
I don't blame you, because you always end up getting surprised by these politicians. Isn't that the truth?
Yes, it is. Definitely the truth. They should give them all lie detector tests before they get a campaign contribution. That goes for every single one of them. That even goes for the ones that are my friends. They should all take
lie detector tests. I love that. Absolutely love that. I love tapping your expertise, because you have ties that go well beyond our community. And I gotta ask you about the Oakland A's. And is there a possibility? I mean, where are we in that process as far as whether the Oakland A's will move to Southern Nevada?
Well, I think if the Oakland A's were smart, they would have moved right away when they had the chance. Just pull right out of Oakland, move to Las Vegas. I mean, we became like a sports capital now. We became a music capital with concerts, entertainment. That's everything going on here. But I don't really believe the Oakland A's are going to jump start on that and decide they're going to be coming to Vegas to build a stadium. I really don't believe so.
And this stadium, have you seen any designs as yet?
No, I have not.
So this will be a billion-dollar project?
You know, any sports stadium that they're going to, whether it's a ballpark or a football stadium or a soccer stadium, any of those projects are going to be well over $1 billion.
Wow.
And I don't see any of them getting built for under $1 billion.
And that means a lot of jobs for your guys and gals.
Yeah, it's and you know, Kevin, it's nice that we always talk about, you know, my members and a lot of jobs for my members, but it's a lot of jobs for everybody in the community. It's a lot of jobs for everybody there. I mean, the average, you know, if you go to the stadium, there's parking attendants there. There are the people that work the concession stands, the people that work the food vendors, all those, you know, those are people that are from our community taking those jobs.
Yeah, I have friends that are bartenders that they go and they work Allegiant Stadium and they work T-Mobile and they work some of the other venues outside of their normal gigs. They're making tons of money on this stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, any of those event centers, they have a lot of tourists and tourists. Most tourists know how to tip. I can't say they all know how to tip, but most of them know how to tip. And they'll tip the workers and they'll tip them well.
I always love finding out what Tommy White does on weekends because it's always something fun, and it's either a game or it's a concert or it's something, or it's just kind of chilling around the house. What's up this weekend? The weather's going to be great for you. What do you got on?
I think I have one of my I have a 1962 Fleetwood Fleetside Chevy that I'm going to be working on, and we'll see if I can get that up and running and get it out for Sunday morning.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You going to the game?
I'll be at the game. Yep.
Very good. Very good. Well, you have fun, and we will talk with you again next week.
Okay, buddy. You take care.
Thanks, Tommy. There you go. Tommy Whitey. He'll be cheering the Raiders on. Business manager, Laborers Union Local 872. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
Hello, this is City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. In this election, we have two races for the City Council on the November ballot, Ward 6 and Ward 4. I strongly urge you to vote for Bob Beers in Ward 4 and Ray Spencer in Ward 6. Both have dedicated their careers to public service, and both stand with me in their support for law enforcement. My number one priority is to keep Las Vegas safe, and I need Bob Beers and Ray Spencer to join me on the Las Vegas City Council in order to do that. Thank you. This is paid for by V is for Victory.
You know the old saying, a dollar saved is a dollar earned. Studies show that using a wholesale mortgage lender can save you an average of $10,000 on your new mortgage loan. GFL Capital Mortgage is the home of the Loan Assurance Double Check. Check with us before closing with them. Regardless of where you're at in the loan process, call GFL Capital Mortgage now at 5292-444 to find out how much you could be saving on your next home loan. Call GFL Capital Mortgage at 5292-444. Data provided by HMDA Public Data 2018 to 2021. Licensed by the Division of Mortgage Lending, NV License NV4265, NMLS 64367.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Sherry. My husband started taking Andro 400 a few months ago, and wow, has he ever changed. He's no longer a couch potato, and he actually likes to go out and do things again. Best of all, he lost his gut, and is he looking good? All I have to say about that is...
Andro 400, the natural way to increase your testosterone. Guys, if you'd like to lose your belly fat, gain energy and muscle, and feel like you did years ago, try Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Andro400.com.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just love this story. Ron DeSantis chartering planes and sending illegals to Martha's Vineyard. I absolutely love it. Did you see what Hannity was talking about last night? This is cut three. How it exposed the hypocrisy of Martha's Vineyard. Listen to this.
We begin tonight in Martha's Vineyard, which is descending tonight into chaos. For years, this ultra-wealthy liberal enclave featured signs like this all over the town. Look closely. It reads, quote, "We stand with immigrants and refugees. All are welcome here." So yesterday, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent 50 illegal immigrants on charter planes to Massachusetts so they could take advantage of the inclusive environment that they claim is Martha's Vineyard and what they have to offer. But as it turns out, well, the elite residents there are not actually all that inclusive. They are not all that welcoming. And they don't really stand with the immigrants and refugees. And now they want them gone. Take a look.
The difficult challenges are we have at some point in time they have to move from here to somewhere else, right? We don't have the services to take care of 50 immigrants, and we certainly don't have housing. We're in a housing crisis as we are on this island, and so we can't house everyone here that lives here and works here. We don't have housing for 50 more people.
Now, for years, I've always said liberals are generous with other people's money. In this particular case, they're all, let's see, pro-immigrant and sanctuary cities, but not their city. They have to move from here to somewhere else. They can't be here. Only 50 people. Remember, Arizona, Texas, they're dealing with millions. They don't have space for 50 migrants, not in any of the beautiful homes in Edgartown, not in any of the palatial beachfront estates dotting the island, not even where Obama has a 7-bedroom, 8-bathroom, 7,000 square feet, 30-acre vacation home, probably sitting empty as we speak. What, no guests allowed? No illegal? Why don't we build on 12 of the acres a tent city for illegal immigrants? They have 30 acres. That's a lot of acreage. Now, keep in mind, nearly 80% of the island's residents are hardcore Democrats. They voted for Obama. They voted for Biden. They support open borders. They support sanctuary cities and states. And yet, just 50 migrants later, and the entire island has now entered into a full-blown state of panic, racism, according to their definition, and xenophobia. And, of course, they're blaming Republicans and Ron DeSantis for their inner rage.
Oh, my gosh. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How do you know that fall is here? Hey, Kevin Wall here. For me, it's pro and college football returning. That means area sports bars will be